From experience reports 1958-1959, via medium Beatrice Brunner, July 2, 1958. Helen. Caught in memories of a comfortable earthly life in wealth, how she learns to leave the past behind her, to look forward and to take on a task in the plan of salvation. Greetings from the control spirit. Helen. God bless you. It was explained to me that music would be played before I spoke. Well, making myself known this way for the first time is a bit troublesome for me. I'll try. My dear brothers and sisters, I have been asked to speak to you. I have been able to stay among you for a long time and listen to your meetings. I also chose a person here and there, approached him and tried to fulfill my task with him. I should now first briefly describe how I lived. I've had a pretty nice life, but I've been very far away or very distant from God. I hadn't asked about him in particular. And when I came to the afterlife, I was surprised that life went on. It was explained to me, you live on. I really missed the beautiful house and the beautiful surroundings in which I had lived. My parents greeted me, just briefly, and I was disappointed by their appearance. They looked so poor, and yet they had been such rich people in their lives. I was already thinking about it and wondering what my appearance would be like. They weren't with me long, they just disappeared. I saw a beautiful, lofty figure next to me who instructed me to follow, and I was led into a house. The sphere wasn't particularly beautiful, and the house, I was disappointed. Because my house when I was alive was so beautiful and so clean, and the gardens were well maintained. I was disappointed that I wasn't allowed to live alone but had to be with many others. They had no customs, no order and nothing. This was what bothered me the most. I should live with them. Yes, I slowly had to get used to their disorder and bad habits. But then, after a certain time, an acquaintance came to me. I hadn't paid much attention to her in life. She lived near my house or in my village. She was known by her fellow human beings as a helpful, good soul. But she was poor and I had taken no notice of her. In her life she was called Pia, and so I would like to call her by that name. She then came to see me and explained that she was happy to be able to visit me. I now saw how beautiful she was. And that made me a little uneasy and, I'll be honest, I was jealous of her beautiful appearance. As a person she was anything but beautiful. She was poorly dressed and not particularly beautiful in appearance. Well, I asked her why she was visiting me and she said she wanted to talk to me about the future and the afterlife. What I had to do. I replied that yes, if she wanted to make me happy, it would be that she would talk to me about the past good times in my life. I would want nothing else than to live off my memories. Because all I had done was keep looking back. I still enjoyed the beauty that I had as a human being, I lived only on memories. Then she said to me, "No, Helen, you are no longer allowed to live on memories. That's over now. Now you have to align yourself completely differently. You have to think differently. Stop studying the past." I didn't like taking such instructions from her, and I briefly explained to her that if she didn't want to do me the favor of talking to me about her memories, then I didn't want her to continue to visit me either. She replied, "Well, she didn't come on her own. Man I sent her and a son of mine came to see her and asked her to visit her mother and bring greetings. I was particularly attached to this son. I wanted to know how he was doing. My parents greeted me, but I didn't see my son. Now I was only given brief greetings from him. Of course, I became a little more curious and wanted to know if it wouldn't be possible for him to come to me himself, since she had also found the way. She said briefly, no, and said goodbye. Yes. I thought about it and realized that I hadn't spoken correctly. But I was so desperate. Living with the other beings was terrible for me, and Pia didn't want to talk to me about the good times past. So I just had to wait. At first I did the same as the others. I went to the people. But soon I no longer enjoyed it. I couldn't be with them because I saw how they lived and I remembered too much of my life. I could no longer go to people. It meant pain or suffering to me. So I just went in and out of my house and the surrounding area where I was banned or where I was allowed to stay. Now a friend came to me again. She had lived with me and she hadn't grown up in my particular environment. But she told me that she had also had a visit from Pia and that she had brought her flowers from my son's garden. This hurt me. She got flowers from my son's garden while I didn't hear from him. Then I thought, yeah, I'll try to adjust myself differently. I also prayed. I asked God to forgive me for everything I had done wrong. I asked whenever I had the strength to do so, but I simply had no desire to pray. I was dissatisfied with myself, not at peace with myself. I was unhappy. The next time Pia visited, I asked her if she would at least like to talk to me about her life's memories. Then she did it. She spoke to me. But after that she didn't appear again for a long time. I tried to reach her through other siblings. She then came back to me and explained that she had been reprimanded for talking to me about my past. That's why she wasn't allowed to come anymore and she doesn't want to talk about it anymore. I thought, well, I don't talk about life anymore. I don't want to think about it anymore. So I tried to empathize with the busyness of the many other beings who lived with me. Then I had to see that Pia was coming again. But she didn't approach me, but rather other spirits who lived with me. I approached her and asked her to come to me. She said she wouldn't come until I finally set out and changed my thoughts and attitude. I should now start to think differently and consider that I am now in the kingdom of God and also have my work. That I should look for work and not live so idle. I would probably have accepted such speeches from someone else. It wouldn't have mattered to me who said them. I just couldn't stand it from this peer. Of all people, she came to me and I couldn't bear that she had given me such instructions. Well, I promised her I would do it. I wanted to make a change and look for work. She didn't get involved with me and then didn't come back for a long time. So I saw, had to see it, that there had now been retribution. That man's difficult life had found its reward and that the many overcomings and the many good things that people had done were now rewarded in the spiritual world became. I also saw in myself and in many others who lived a beautiful life, but who passed life by, whose lives were simply meaningless. They had accomplished nothing of value and, as a result, had no merit. So you didn't have the acquaintance or approach of higher spiritual beings. They were always concerned with those and were particularly concerned with those who had done a lot of good things in life, who also had their faults. But who were good at their core and were not so keen on the comfortable and beautiful life. So I had to see that they had gotten away from these houses or this sphere much faster. Then I thought, okay, I'll do it that way too. I will now try to think about what you could do to help others in this environment where you live. Perhaps in this way you will also earn your merits and the attention of higher beings. That's how I did it. I tried to comfort those others who were also unhappy. Some people always wanted to live off memories, like I did. I then explained to them that you were probably no longer allowed to do this. That you now had to think completely differently and always be helpful and go wherever you saw unhappy siblings and enlighten them and, if possible, try to pray with them. I did that and found a connection. Others came with me. They had their own opinions. And so I became a little freer and a little more content. Then I received a visit from Pia again and she brought me my son's flowers from his garden. I may mention, he was a really good person and he had died in the war. So I realized that he was far, far above me spiritually. Rich stood. He really had been a good person. But we sometimes couldn't understand him in life. Precisely because of his actions and the understanding he showed his fellow human beings. We didn't agree on that. Now I saw that he thought and acted correctly and had his life accordingly. Pia then said to me that yes, what I was doing now was right and that I could be helped if I were even more eager and hardworking. If I now had the wish or asked that someone would guide me. And I would now not only go spiritually to brothers and sisters, but would also do exactly what I resist, namely, seek out people, support them. And with all my strength it worked. Then I should achieve further things. I wanted to come to my son. I wanted to come to this garden and this house to my son. I was ready to do anything to find the way to him. Then Pia promised me that she would accompany me in the earthly realm and we looked for people. We also made the acquaintance of unfortunate spirits. We started talking to them and asked him to give us the space and release the people. The unfortunate ones also wanted to influence them. And we then asked him to refrain from doing so and let us have the right to this or that person so that we could work. We also saw that the spirits who tried to have such an unfortunate effect on people were themselves very unhappy. We often talked to them for quite a long time and gave explanations. We also had the impression that they changed their mind somewhat and took a different view. They then didn't come any closer to us. But Pia explained. The moment they change and yet realize that what they are doing is not right, they will immediately connect with those spirits who show them the way. But our task, or my task, was to influence people, their thoughts, their entire actions. So I did this for a long time. Pia then introduced me to other beings again and they explained to me where they belonged and what their job was. So I submitted to these orders, I began to obey. And I found joy in this spiritual work. That's how I do it to this day. And I was promised. If I always try to appear in this way, I will be marked for it in particular. And I will be taught for it in particular and have my large field of work where I can work in a happy way. Well, I'm trying to do it now as best as I can. But I can tell you, my dear friends, that I feel much more content and much happier today than when I entered the spiritual realm. It took this time to overcome it, to think about it. I had to change my thinking and completely give up the desire for the beautiful, for these memories. This is how I made my own way to spiritual heights. Today I am under spiritual guidance and we stand with the people. We have our own specific time, our houses or temples, where we go to the glory of God, praise, sing and pray. And this makes me happy today. So in this hour I tried to give you a little insight into myself and my experiences. Well, I return to my workplace and speak God's blessings upon you. God bless you. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Helen by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Münchholdenstrasse, Zurich. Template. Tape recording.